This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNee. U.S. officials say the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and a senior U.S. diplomat in Geneva will announce this Monday that Washington is returning to the UN Human Rights Council as an observer with an eye towards seeking elections as a full member. That decision is likely to draw criticism from conservative lawmakers and many in the pro-Israel community. Former U.S. President Donald Trump pulled out of the world body's main human rights agency in 2018 due to its disproportionate focus on Israel, which has received by far the largest number of critical council resolutions against any country, as well as the number of authoritarian countries among its members. And because it failed to meet an extensive list of reforms demanded by then U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. In addition to the Council's persistent focus on Israel, the Trump administration took issue with the body's membership, which currently includes China, Cuba, Eritrea, Russia, and Venezuela, all of which have been accused of human rights abuses. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he will not lift economic sanctions against Iran unless Tehran first cuts its uranium enrichment back to the level it agreed to in the 2015 international treaty aimed at restraining its development of nuclear weapons. Biden said on CBS in an interview that aired Sunday that he wants the U.S. to rejoin the nuclear treaty with Iran that former President Donald Trump withdrew the U.S. from. But when asked whether the U.S. would lift the sanctions first to get Iran to return to the negotiations, Biden simply replied no. Find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's defenders in the U.S. Senate rallied around him on Sunday before his impeachment trial, dismissing it as a waste of time and arguing that the former president's fiery speech before the U.S. Capitol insurrection does not make him responsible for the violence on January 6th. In an interview on ABC's This Week, U.S. Senator Roger Wicker says that there may be other options to hold Donald Trump accountable.
If being held accountable means being impeached by the House and being convicted by the Senate, the answer to that is no. Now, if there are other ways in the court of public opinion, or if some criminal charge dawns on some prosecutor, perhaps there's another avenue there.
The Senate is set to launch the impeachment trial Tuesday to consider the charge that Trump's fighting words to protesters at a Capitol rally, as well as leaks of falsehoods about a stolen and rigged presidential election, provoked a mob to storm the Capitol. Five people died as a result of the melee, including a police officer. Rescuers in northern India continue to work and rescue more than three dozen power plant workers trapped in a tunnel after part of a Himalayan glacier broke off and sent a wall of water and debris rushing down the mountain. More than 2,000 members of the military, paramilitary groups, and police have been taking part in the search and rescue operations in the northern state after Sunday's disaster, which has killed at least 11 people, left about 150 others missing, and damaged dams and homes downstream. Officials say the focus Monday is on saving 37 workers who are stuck inside the tunnel at one of the affected hydropower plants. Excavators had been brought in to help with the efforts. More than 1,000 people gathered in Myanmar's main city on Monday in a new protest against last week's military coup that ousted the leader Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. The rally drew enthusiastic crowds shouting slogans and holding signs like "Say No to Dictatorship" and "We Want Democracy." The demonstrators are seeking to roll back last Monday's seizure of power by the military. They're demanding the release from detention of Suu Kyi, the country's ousted leader, and other top figures from her National League for Democracy Party. And U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the country is still in a deep hole with millions of lost jobs, but the president has $1.9 trillion relief plan could generate enough growth to restore full employment by next year. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.